Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
But now we're joined by someone who isn't a little. They go by Dun Dun, and they are here on the line with us right now, joining us from Tamaki Makaurau. Nice, nice. How's it going up there?
Amazing. How are you?
Nice. Yeah, real chill. It's really warm today, actually. It's blisteringly hot down here, which is nice, but it does feel a bit eerie considering we're still in, I guess we're in December now. Is that fair territory for things to get really hot? I feel like it is.
I think it is. We just had a heat wave, so maybe it's moving down.
Okay. I can mess with a heat wave, but maybe not too much heat. As long as it's throughout the day is much better than in the night, you know?
So true, and I hope you guys have some aircon in the office.
Not in this little booth, but in the actual office we do. But where I am, it's pretty sweltering. It's very, very sweltering. All right, let's get into talking about your new track, Pressure Cooker, which came out, like a week or two ago, I think?
Yeah, last Friday, which is very exciting. Not this Friday that just was here, but the previous one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's get talking about that in a second. Your name, Dun Dun, is birth name, correct?
Yeah, I guess so. My Mandarin name is Hao Dun Dun, or Dun Dun, which is what a lot of people call me. So it is indeed my birth name and my given name.
So when you were thinking of doing a solo thing and, making your own solo music, was that an immediate choice of what your artist name should be?
Honestly, I thought about going by Danny, which is what a lot of my friends call me. And then, you know, I looked on Spotify and there are about 100 Dannys. And I imagine I was going to be lost in the wave of Dannys. And then I did go through a period of thinking about, okay, what would my solo debut identity be? And then it was around the same time where a lot of friends started calling me Dun Dun. Just like, not ironically, but as like a as a friendly thing, because it is my Chinese name. And I was like, well, what is a name that encompasses who I am as a person, but also is like authentic to me? And that kind of came naturally.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Because this is your solo thing. Dun Dun is your solo project, as you are part of the duo Ursha Island. How does it feel to be putting out your own stuff, and how are you kind of making that different to what you'd normally do with Ursha Island?
Yeah, honestly, it does intertwine a lot. In the song, I have my younger sibling T on the track, on strings anyway, so we are collaborating throughout this process too. But it feels different because T wasn't part of the songwriting process. T is not a vocalist on the song, and it is very much a different songwriting style. With the Ursha Island work, it's very much about our biracial identity. It's always talking on topics within the kind of Weijin sphere, and it has become like more than its music, if that makes sense. It's very much like a symbolism now, whereas my solo project Dun Dun is kind of goofy and fun in some ways, and I'm taking it less seriously, which I think is very necessary for me to grow my love for music again. I think through Ursha Island we just took it so seriously. You know, we were funded for our EP, we put out a project with over 30 or 40 Asian creatives involved, and it was all very done in a serious manner in some ways. And so for my own project, it's fun to just like put some food puns in there and have a chicken rice party to celebrate it, you know. So it's like a playful rendition of my music identity.
I actually want to touch on the silly elements, because on the track you're referencing Hainan chicken, is that how you say it?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, mean. Thank you, fuck. Excuse my language there. Is that what you're eating on the cover art of the track?
Indeed it is.
Nice. Keeping it consistent.
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But this is an aside, but that restaurant, I mean, the decor looks fantastic.
I know. It's actually a Chinese private kitchen that we rented out. And I still have so many photos that I need to learn not to hoard, but they will be coming up.
Cool. I feel like the whole thing just looks very cohesive. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
You've said that the song is in some ways an allusion to food, as food is so much part of your culture and family. With you being in a duo with T and having them play violin on the track, would you say that music is also a pretty big thing in your family, similar to how food is?
Yeah, absolutely. I think because T and I grew up with classical piano and violin, and we also studied in the Beijing Conservatory of Music when we were little. Music has been a thread that's been there throughout our entire lives, so it's kind of just shadowed everything that I do, and I can't see it being part of my identity.
Mm. That's cool, man. That's real sick. I had a feeling that would be the vibe. The track itself is about rejecting your family's expectations of being like a perfect sibling, in particular, like I guess the stellar older sister kind of role model in a Chinese family, as you've said before. What did these expectations look like when you were growing up, and when did you start kind of rebelling against them?
Yeah, I guess I want to clarify that it's not really rejecting these expectations. Okay. It's more naming them.
Right.
I think that in a lot of these social norms or family expectations, it's really difficult to actually be like, no, I can't do this. It's more naming it and then having this awareness of this pressure and then making informed decisions going forwards. But I guess for me, I've always been, you know, expected to be put together and take care of my family, whether that's through spending time together or financially. And so I've always been like the person that's the caregiver, and I think that comes across in my personality and in terms of everything that I've done. And I've often had to just make sure my parents have the right understanding of what it means to pursue music. And so I'm constantly talking to them about what it is to work in the creative industry, and I guess speak for my sister and I.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of maybe managing other people's stuff and putting other people first.
Indeed.
Do you find that quite challenging, or do you think it comes quite naturally to you?
I think it has unfortunately come naturally now, putting other people first, but it is something that I'm learning to try and put myself first.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a healthy balance there, right? But it's got to be your choice, I think. And yeah, and I think this kind of speaks to the fact that you're filming a video next year in April for the song, and it's based off of Everything Everywhere All at Once, which I think is incredibly fitting, given all we've just talked about. In that video, will there be a scene with rocks and subtitles?
You know what? I have been told to do that scene. And I have been thinking about maybe doing that scene with, like, bao buns?
Mm.
Or some sort of food thing. I just think maybe in the end credits or something, it can be the food talking while the credits are rolling. I don't know if this music video will be that silly, but, you know, I have been told this idea, and it is very interesting to me.
No, it's a really, really cool vibe. It's a real cool vibe. Are we going to get any of the original stars from the film to come through?
Oh, imagine. No, but the amazing celebrity chef Sam Lowe is going to be featuring on it, and he's going to be cooking his take on Hainan chicken, and I'm very excited for that.
Fantastic, fantastic. In a similar way, I've heard people connect with Everything Everywhere All at Once. Did you ever catch the film Turning Red?
Turning Red? No, yeah. I haven't.
It's a Pixar film, and I've heard that there's a similar kind of cathartic thing for mothers and daughters.
I have watched that, looking at it now.
Yeah. Oh, the little raccoon guy, lady?
Yeah, the little raccoon guy.
Yeah, or panda, I should say, actually.
Panda.
Red panda. That's
Yeah,
no, I've heard that's kind of a similar moment. I've got a friend who, that's like their favorite film because it's how it just really speaks to them. Yeah.
Okay, I will use that for my next movie video.
Please do. Awesome. I really appreciate your time coming on here this morning. When can people expect to see more Dun Dun shows and tunes?
Well, look out for February next year. February next year is where it's, you know, a lot of things are happening. Potentially a second song is being dropped. Potentially a big gig is happening. And then obviously maybe April-ish is when the music video is planned to come out.
Awesome. With your next track, are you thinking of naming it after another cooking tool?
It's definitely going to be food related.
Definitely going to be food related?
Yes. It's going to be a common theme, I think. I've just decided to make myself the food pun songwriter. That's who I am now.
Actually, I didn't ask you this, but are you yourself a very good cook?
I like cooking. I would say that puns are more my specialty.
Okay. I can relate to that.
I can cook up puns.
Yeah, Yeah, I think that's a great time. I'm pretty like, I can cook some things, but I'm pretty terrified in the kitchen, so it's something I've got to improve on. But yeah, maybe your music will inspire me to do so.
I hope my music inspires you to cook. Yeah, that's one of the biggest goals and things I want to achieve in my music.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, have a fantastic day, Dun-Dun. It was fantastic chatting with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alright folks, that was Dun-Dun. We're chatting about their new track, Pressure Cooker, which you can find everywhere, all at once, where you get your music from. Sorry, that was so sloppy. It's 9:18 here on The One. We do have Max Drag Queen from Drag Race Down Under coming on very shortly to talk about their Drag Race Down Under experience. Stay tuned for that. Here is Dun-Dun with Pressure Cooker. You're listening to The One. Bye.
And stay a little while, sip my words straight from the bottle. If I lay my heart right in front of you, could you listen from my point of view? Hold my hand and I'm 6 years.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.